If you have your Bibles, go ahead and get to the book of Hebrews, and we will begin reading in the fourth chapter. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for worship. I'm thankful for feeling the presence of God. Hallelujah. So as we begin to read in chapter 4 tonight, I always feel that what God gives me is special. I don't ever feel like that what God would lead me to read is for naught, or not in vain, or not without purpose. So tonight I feel like that there is someone in the midst that this is going to reach out to. And I pray as we minister this tonight that you grab hold of this and apply it to your life. For all that I can do is give it to you. What you make of it is what you do with it when you take it. Amen. I can't make it grow in you. All I can do is offer it to you. All that God can ever do is offer his presence unto you. You have to come into his presence. Come on now. So let's just enjoy this tonight together. It's a lot easier than refusing it the whole time. Let's read in the 9th verse in the 4th chapter. There remaineth therefore a rest. Say rest. A rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Praise the Lord. Good reading there. Powerful reading there. Should get a hold of you and shake you up reading there. I begin to read that, and the first part of that begins to encourage me and lift me up, because there is a rest that remains in this world for the children of God. I never have to be in a place where I lay up all night in discomfort and without some kind of peace. I might not have an answer in my mind, and I might not have a solution in what I'm dealing with or what I'm going through. But what I'm here to tell you tonight is that there is a peace that can begin to come over you as you begin to welcome in the almighty presence of God. You can step into a rest in your life that you can lay your head down tonight and say, Lord, I know that you're my comfort. I know that you're my strength. God, I know that you're with me in the midnight hour. And no matter what it is that I'm facing, God, you're going to be with me. I walk into that rest, and that rest is for me each and every day. It's not something that's going to vanquish in the middle of my trial. It's something that's going to last with me through and through, all the way even until the end. It's something that's going to live and breathe all the way in my life deep down inside me. It's not something I'm going to forget. It's something that's going to remind me that God is there, and I can either choose to lay up all night in the midst of my worry, or I can choose to enter into the rest of God. I can choose to lay in the midst of my worries and depression and lay there and let the enemy talk to me all night, or I can choose to enter into where God would want me to lay. Oh, there was people that even though the river dried up, that they sit down, manna through the quails. Come on now, church. There might not be a way in front of you, but God will make a way. God will make provision. God will give you rest in a time when you need it. Therefore, remaineth rest always there. Praise God. We're not without in this day and time. You might be without an income, but you're not without rest. You might be without friends, but you're not without rest. You might be without your health, but you're not without rest. You are not without it, the comfort of God.
There is a comforter that is ever present. A present help in a time of trouble. We get in trouble. We don't call on the comforter. We don't enter into rest. We act like we never even knew that it was there. For those of us that have forgot, I'm here to remind you that we have rest in God. And it's not that you necessarily have failed in anything. You can be living a good godly life and just get frustrated with how things are going. But there's rest for you. There's a place you can get to in your mind that when you are going through those things in your life, that it can just roll right off your back instead of eating you alive. You can let it go instead of living it. Come on now. You don't have to live all those things to try to eat you up in anger. It's not always your right to be angry. Not always your right to be sad. Come on, church. The mind of Christ teaches us to do what? To do things in love. To do things in love. And if I enter into rest, I'll have love in me. You know what else I'll have? I'll have energy. If I enter into the rest of God, I'm able to come into church and do something other than complain. We got so many called to complain anymore. We got nobody that can preach. You got nobody that can praise the Lord. I'd hate to ask anybody to stand up and lift our hands together. I'd be afraid you'd get mad at me. When did it ever get to a place where worship was an obligation? When did it ever get to a place where worship should have meant something that pours out of you, where it's thanksgiving that comes from the depths of your heart? We're too busy complaining. Walking around in the wilderness, not entering into the rest of God. Too busy complaining. Too busy complaining. That's a little hard. Well, let's read on a little bit. Let us labor, for he that entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works. How many of us think we've got the way figured out about life? We know how to make enough money to pay all the bills. We know how to please everybody and do everything we need to do to make everybody happy. We couldn't do enough to feed every mouth in this world. We could not do enough. If I tried right now to make everybody happy in this room, I could not do it. And I could probably guarantee you there's at least one or two unhappy with me right now. Statistics say that at least one in four people don't like you. So if you're trying to win popularity, you might as well get over it. Not everybody's going to love you. Not everybody's going to like you. But it's our duty as Christians to love one another. The Spirit of God that's in you will say that the evidence of that in you is that you love the brethren. If I'm not going around showing fellowship, there's something wrong with me. The love of God should be in me, wanting to reach out to help those that are around me, to love my neighbor as myself. Too busy loving myself to love my neighbor. Too busy to hear the word of God because I'm too busy loving all of this. Loving all of me. Too busy loving all my issues. I got to pat all my issues down. Got to tend to all my wounds first before I look at your wounds. Are we getting too real? Should we back off a little bit? Or should we go on? Let's address some stuff that's real tonight. We're too busy loving all of this. Can't enter into the rest of God because I'm complaining about how much this hurts all the time. How much this bothers me all the time. God provided a way to get out of how much this bothers you. Because you'll never be satisfied with this. There's people out there that pay millions of dollars to make this appearance look appeasing. And even when they feel like they've got it perfected, a year later, it's already worse than what it was. People pay millions of dollars to try to become the best speaker in the world so that everybody will listen to every word that they say. But eventually, their message and their words to all those that love them grows numb. The only thing, let's read it again. Only thing that's going to reach out For the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That's the part that most of us, where they say the expression separates the men from the boys. We get picky. We get upset. Get torn up about when the word of God tries to divide all our stuff. Don't divide my possessions. I worked my whole life to get where I am today. Don't divide my personality. That's just how I am. If God wants you to change, it's time to change. If God doesn't want you to be a flirt, don't be a flirt. Come on now. If God wants you to be more of a gentleman, be a gentleman. Come on now. The Word of God will begin to cut you down those things. Come on. It's not easy to hear that stuff. Not easy to read that stuff. Everybody wants to face it, rip out the pages. Don't tell me about that part. Tell me about for God so loved the world. Yeah, I want to be saved, but when I get saved, don't tell me about all the other lifestyle changes. Don't tell me all that. You got plenty of churches that's doing that. Yes, He loves us. Yes, He wants to save you, but He wants to refine you too. So that while you're in this life, you're able to enter into rest so that you're not in continual suffering going through your life. Don't you want to be a witness? Let God speak to you. Let that sword come down and cut down what it may. Because the benefits of that far outweigh the costs of it. Come on. If I was really concerned about my looks and God told me to quit caring about my looks, I'd rather let it go instead of paying $1 million for some Botox. You'd save you some money that way. That's silly. But if God wants to direct you in something, you need to be able to listen to that so that your soul and spirit be divided from the world. So that your soul and spirit are separated from the world. Ultimately, so that your soul and spirit are separated from sin. From sin. Say from sin. We are from sin. We are not with sin. We're not hanging out with sin. We're from sin. We're away from sin. So that we can enter into rest from sin. We were brought out from sin through Jesus Christ. From sin. Not supposed to be hanging out with sin all week. Coming in trying to worship with God. I got to come in, worship with God, and go out and be with God so that I can be from sin. That's what the Word of God will do for you. Not what I could tell you. What I could tell you only goes as far as what I could just throw. But the Word of God, people are listening to people. People are going to let you down one day because you'll look at them. Hold them up so high, and they'll make a mistake one day, just like everybody does. And you got to remember they're human like you are. And it's God through them. Say, it's God through them. It's God through you. It's God through me. And that's why we should be able to support one another. It's God through you. It's God through you. Not by your works or your might. Lest any man should boast. But it's through the works of Jesus Christ in you. Praise God. I don't know why we're getting on this. It's through you. God through you. So that we're from sin. That's what the Word of God does. We all want to profess that He is our Savior so that we can be saved from sin. But when Monday comes back around and we got through lifting our hands and worshiping, we walk right back into it like we never said it to begin with. And some of us have good intentions, but never ask for God's protection on our mind. Sanctify my mind. How many of us pray the prayer of sanctification? Do we? Sometimes we don't. How many of us put on the armor of God every day through prayer? Some of us do, some of us don't. On the days that we don't and we prove that our works are better, that our works don't cease and we go on, we end up making a mistake. We end up coming short. And we eventually end up getting back where we were saved from. Come on now. We end up not helping ourselves because we're what? We're man. It's going to happen from the pastor all the way down to the bottom. Temptation comes and visits everybody. But how you prepare yourself is how you come out of it in victory or come out of it in defeat. Now there's plenty of people that has been prayed for time and time again. And the Holy Ghost absolutely performed the work right then. But they entered in not into what God had intended. They walked right back out into sin. You have to make up your mind tonight whether you want to serve God or whether you want to live in sin. We have to make up our mind if church is as important to us as we say that it is. Don't get me wrong. I love seeing numbers. But I'd rather have five people in here than I knew was going to come in and get the job done. I would rather know that there was going to be five people coming in willing to get the job done. He would rather have us hot or cold. I don't want to come in and say, Lord, I'll show up just because I feel like that I should. I should be on fire to come in and do His will in my life. I should be prepared to come in and worship the almighty presence of God. And if there's something wrong with me, then I shouldn't be trying to make a big battle out of it. There's only one thing that I should be doing is just praying that God bring me back through so that I can be on fire again. You'll know when you're hot and you'll know when you're cold and you'll know when you're lukewarm too. Because church becomes just a thing. Just another Sunday. Just another Friday. Just another 6 o'clock. Just another 7 o'clock. Sunday school's just another thing to go to. The Bible is just another placeholder somewhere in your house. It's not something that's important anymore. The pages within and the contents that are there to give you life don't mean anything anymore. That's when you know that you're moving down. That you're losing the desire. There should be a desire in there that says in me, God, help me to know more. Lord, I want to go further. Lord, I want to be from sin. God, I'm tired of dying in sin every day. I'm tired of coming short in the things that I failed in my entire life. God, I want to improve. Lord, help me to change. If we're not being refined, if we're not moving forward, guys, there's something going on in our life that's holding us back. The power of God is more than able to deliver you if you are willing to submit to the almighty power of God. It's quick. It's powerful. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Hallelujah. The word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Jesus Christ with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. When we get in a place in our life where God is not fluent and abundant in our praises, not fluent and abundant in the wanting of exhorting, encouraging our brothers and sisters, when that isn't something that we want to do, when we are not wanting to magnify God, we're denying Him. When we're not letting the, I know that you have God in you. This is not a discussion or an argument about whether you have Christ in your life. I'm talking about the abundance of Christ in your life. I'm talking about coming in and not just having a going through the motions evening, but having something that others may obtain eternal salvation. You can't just come in and go through the motions and people get eternal salvation. They can't. That can't happen that way. The Spirit of God has to compel them has to draw them. Spirit of God has to reach down in their heart. Let them know, I'm here for you. How many times do we deny God? We deny Him all the time. You might not want to see it like I do. But in a moment where you could witness and God speaks to you to witness and you shudder it out, it's like Peter did. Well, we saw you down there with Him. Man, I know not what you're talking about. Don't you go to 13th Street? No. No. Well, I do sometimes, but I don't really do anything. I just kind of go and sit idly by and watch the service. I'm just there. I don't do anything. What good does that do to draw people? We're denying the power. Everybody knows the name of Jesus. Sinners know the name of Jesus. Everybody can read. Everybody knows the words on the page. But what makes it come alive is the Spirit of God in you. And if we're not bringing out the Spirit of God in us when we're in church or out in this world, we're denying the way that we witness. I'm denying people. Might not like it. I'm denying people eternal salvation when I don't show them the Spirit of God that dwells in my life. And I show them the anger that lives in me. I'm showing them that you can just go ahead and live your life the way that you're living. Because I'm a Christian and I'm still angry too. I'm a Christian and I'm still bitter at the world just like you are. Let's sit here and have a bitter party. Come on. Brother, just give me a call and we'll sit here and get angry. When I should be witnessing to them. When tears should be falling from my face. The anointing of God should be flowing from the words of my mouth. I shouldn't wait an entire year to say, why don't you come down to the Easter service? Boy, it's going to be a good one. Why don't I invite them to church all the time? I deny all the time. I deny all the time. We deny all the time. That's a scary thing. I never thought I'd see the day. Everybody that used to come around me used to always ask me all the time. And you still see some old timers nowadays. Sometimes they'll be, is it well with your soul? And I'm thinking, what? You never hear that anymore. Is it well with your soul? What? Is that a fading question that's going away forever? Or is it just a sign that the children of God aren't performing what they should be? Come on, let's just examine ourselves for a minute. Just look at your own witness. Think about last week. How many times that we could have just said, well, if you're not doing anything, you should come to church. But then that part of us said, well, I don't know if it's going to be a good service or not. I don't know. Because we're dependent on the people and not trusting in God. We're dependent on how good the singing's going to be able to move somebody when it has nothing to do with them. It's all about God and how we magnify Jesus Christ. So many people are turned away. Suffer not the little ones. Right? Suffer not those. Those that don't know. We do that all the time. If we had a bad service the week before, I dare not invite somebody to the next one. I'll wait till we have some good anointed ones. I'll be like, oh, you come back to that one. And then they show up and lo and behold, God will show you just how anointed it's going to be. It's a big flop and you're like, well, I should have just invited them the time that God showed me to. We're putting our trust in people, guys, and it's not in man. It's not in man. It's not in me. It's not in you. It's in God through us. And your services are as much as you allow God to work through you. If nobody allows God to work through them, then we have nothing going through the church. You have no power of God moving through the church. I know it's there. It's here tonight. God is calling for some people to come in to rest tonight. And I'm going to read a few more verses, and we're going to give a call tonight a little different than we normally do. But I'm not ready to get off this witness thing yet, because this is important. We would see more people here at church. We would get past all that, depending on people, instead of just being able to trust God. I should be able to invite somebody that if nobody else showed up, and I was the only one with the key to open the door, that I should be able to open a Bible and witness to them. That's why it said to study and show yourself approved. Do you think that you're honestly able to witness somebody to Christ tonight? What if all the preachers didn't show up and the singers didn't show up, but the door was unlocked and you come in and said, what are we going to do? Well, I guess we'll pray and maybe go home. Unacceptable. God's been too good for us to come in and just throw something at him and say, we're going home now, God. We did something. Unacceptable. He's been too good. He's worthy of our praise. You know what praise is? It's a compliment, a lifting up, an encouragement. Brent, I love you. Brent, you mean so much to me. Brent, I honor you for the person that you are. And if I never see you again, know that I love you. I'm praising Brent. God is worthy of our praise for what He's done for us. Worthy of our praise for what He's done for us. You don't need a song to do that, do you? It's convenient. But we've orchestrated it to where we almost wait for a song to start before we move. Wait for the song to start before we feel like we can lift our hands. God has been so good. Doris, God has been so good to me. I don't need no song to give God glory. I don't need 50 people to honor God for how good that He's been in my life. I enter into rest when I begin to praise Him for every blessing, Geraldine, that He's given me. I'm not able to do anything without God. I'm able to wake up in the morning because of the strength of God. I'm reminded that I'm able to live away and abstain from sin because of the strength that God gives me. I can't do it by my works, but when my works cease, He begins to live in me. His Spirit comes alive inside of me. Praise God. We'll read a couple more. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light, say light, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, praise God, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Those things that we have in our lives that are consuming us are temporary. They are light, and but for a season, guys. The only time that they last forever is when you hang on to your bondage and won't let go of it. Enemy speaks something into you and you get a hold of it and not let go of it. God wants you to let go of it tonight. Wants you to let go of it tonight. Wants you to let go of it tonight. Say, I'm moving on with my life. Moving on from these chains that's held me captive. Holding on too long. God's wanting you to let go of it.